Okay, let's get into the next perek. Divrei Hayamim Beis, we're up to perek Hey. So the Beis HaMikdash has been built, and now Shlomo HaMelech has this three prakim now of inauguration and description of what happens once they built the Beis HaMikdash. The Malacha has been completed. Shlomo HaMelech puts a lot of the treasury leftovers into the treasury, and he gathers all the people. He gathers all the people, and he makes a yantif. He makes a two-week-long holiday, as we will see, in the seventh month, in the month of Tishrei, and he gathers everybody together in order to bring the Aron from Ir David, where it has been. Remember, David HaMelech had the celebration when he brought it up to Yerushalayim, but now it's going to be in its final resting place. Shlomo HaMelech is bringing it from Ir David, to bring it to the Kodesh Kodashim, which has been built now in order to house the Aron. And this parak describes how the Kohanim come and they put it in, and all the Kohanim, right, they were not split up into Mishmaris now, because everyone was involved, and the Levium was singing, and the Kohanim were dancing, and it was unbelievable. Everybody was there together, dancing and saying, Hallel to Hashem, Ki Tov, Ki Li'olam Chasdo, and the cloud comes down onto the Beis Hashem, and the Kohanim couldn't stay there, because the cloud reminds us of the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, back in Sefer Shmos. So this is the climax of the process of the Beis HaMikdash being built, and the Aron being put into the B'Kodesh Kadashim, and the cloud coming down. This is really the climax of entire Jewish history, from Avram Avinu, and for sure from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tavdur Nes Elokim al Har Hazeh, but then ultimately to come to Eretz Yisrael, to build a Beis HaMikdash, to have Hashras HaShchinah. As we know, the Ramban says, Sefer Shmos is Sefer HaGeula, and how does it end? By the Hashras HaShchinah, the cloud coming down onto the Mishkan. So that was in a temporary way, the Mishkan, but here we have it in the permanent way, where the cloud comes down onto the Beis HaMikdash. Good, so now let's read the Psukim. Vatishlam Perakeh. Vatishlam Kala Malacha. Asherasa Shlomo the Beis Hashem. Shlomo finishes all the Malacha. Again, this is parallel to Perak Zion. These three Prakim are parallel to Perak Zion and Parakhes. I'm sorry, Parakhes and Paraktes in Malachim Aleph. The Yalkut says on the on this pasuk of Vatishlam Kala Malacha, it doesn't say Vatishlam Hamalacha. Ein ksiv kan ela kol hamalacha. What's kol hamalacha? Malechas sheishes yimei breishes Shlomo. The malacha of Maisa Breishes. This is a completion of Maisa Breishes. Tchsiv mikol malachto asher bara l'kim lasos. Va'asa ein ksiv kan ela lasos. Adayin yesh malacha acheres. The pasuk alludes to in Breishes. V'kivan shabash Shlomo ubana es Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achshav Shlomo Meleches Shamayim Va'aretz. Shlomo was Mashlim. He completed the Melech HaShem V'aretz, L'kachnik, where Shlomo, Sheshlom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melecha, Mishes Yisrei Breishes, L'toch Maisa Yadav. So he completed Maisa Breishes with his with building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Musar Nevi'im notes that maybe because the Beis HaMikdash was also the center of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, which the world stands on, Ashlosh Advarim HaOlam HaMeid. And that's why also it's the center of Torah, the Sanhedrin is there, center of Avoda, the Karbanos, and the center, of course, of Gemilas Chasadim, where the Kohanim brings Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. So this is not just an event for the time that it was built, but it's an event for all time, completing the Maisa Breishis. So Vatishlam Kala Malacha, Asher Asa Shlomo LeBeis Hashem, the Malacha is completed. Vayave Shlomo as Kadshei David Aviv. Shlomo HaMelech brings all of the Kadshim, the donations. Remember, we had at the end of Sefer Divrei HaYamim Aleph, David HaMelech makes a huge donation, and he wants everybody to follow towards the Beis HaMikdash fund. And Shlomo brings all of that, Ves HaKesef, Ves HaZav, Ves Kol HaKelim, the silver and the gold. And what does he do with it? Nasan Ba'otzros Beis HaLokim. He puts it into the treasury. And the question is, what do you mean? All the Kadshei David Aviv? So three pshatim. Number one, the Pasha pshat, the Radak says, it means the leftover. He used a lot of David stuff to help build the Beis HaMikdash, but there was so much that was left over. Hanosar kasher ne'esta kol hamalacha. The leftover, what was left over when all the malacha was done. So that's where, that's what the pasuk means. But there are two other pshatim. Two other pshatim. The Mefarish here quotes two other pshatim after quoting Lefi Pshuta. He quotes Medrash Agada, Yesh Mechachamim Omrim, Lefi Shahir Yodea Shasof Alecharev, because Shlomo HaMelech knew that the Beit HaMidrash was not going to be eternal. It was Sof Alecharev. That's why he built the underground basements to put the Aron in, as we know. Vishalo Yu Omrim Hovde Kochavim, and we know David HaMelech got a lot of his spoils from enemies of Ovde Avodah Zarah, and he conquered them. So what, maybe, lest any of their descendants will say when the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, oh, you see, our God took revenge. Yiraseinu shalaksa nikmasa min ha-bayis hazeh, shenivna min ha-gzelos v'chamasim shagasal David, mibati over to kochavim shalah. Shlomo didn't want that to be able to say that, so he didn't use any of David's stuff. Number two. A third idea, the Mefarish also says, but if you look in the time of the crop, Rav Chaim Kanievsky also on this pasuk quotes the Yalkut in Malachim, that Lama lo nisrach lahem, why didn't you use it? Al shahaya harav, we made David shalosh shanim. David, remember, there was a famine for 3 years. V'kama tizbarios hayulo l'David svurin v'kesev izav. Mashay maskin l'beis ha-migdash. David could have used a lot of this material that he was saving for the Beis HaMikdash to feed the people. Hayatzarach lo tzio lahachios bo asan afashos. V'lo asakin, he saved it for the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu banai meisim barav atat sover mos levnos bo binin chayecha. I'm not going to touch yours. It's tainted. It's tainted because you could have used this for give people food, not just for the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And that's what the Mefarish here notes, though, that the copper, the nechoshes that David supplied was used. Just the gold and the silver wasn't used. Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests that maybe the kpeda was on the gold and the silver, because that's what really could have was worth a lot and could have been mechaya harbe aniyim. The copper, the nechoshes, maybe it wasn't as valuable and therefore it wouldn't have made as much of a difference. Therefore, you could have used it. So that's what the three pshatim. What does it mean that he put the kachi David aviv in the treasury again? But the pasha pshat is that it was just the leftovers. He used some of it, but he had the leftovers. But we have those two pshatim. Good. Oz Yakil Shlomo Zikne Yisrael Shlomo Melech gets everybody ready to go into the to the Kodesh Kadashim. Oz Yakil Shlomo. The Gemara in Shabbos tells an amazing story when they gathered and they were going to go into the Beis Hamikdash. Shabbos Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. Remember that Gemara? The Dov Pasuk says Amar David Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, please, could you forgive me for my sin? So Hashem says, in your lifetime, you won't know, not everybody will know about it. Bechayecha eini modia, bechayei Shlomo bincha eini modia. When Shlomo Melech, in his lifetime, everyone's going to know that your sin was forgiven. Why? Kishabana Shlomo es Beis HaMikdash. Bikish lahachnis aron lebeis kochi HaKadoshim. This is all Torah Shabbal Peh. None of it is alluded to here. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to bring the aron into the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's right here. The gates wouldn't open. Oh, my Shlomo, 24 renanos. Rather, Shmon Esrei and extra tefillas. Velonene, pasach v'yamar su'ush ar mashechem. Open up. V'nasu b'schayavon. V'yavo melech hakavod. The pasach melech hakavod is referring to Hashem, but the gates, so to speak, thought that it was referring to Shlomo himself. Ra'o to Abasre, whatever that means. The gates ran after Shlomo, and he says, no, I was talking about Hashem. And then finally he says, please open the gates. Nothing doing. Finally he says, please open the gates, b'schus my father. Al tashi panim shichecha zichro lechasti David avdecha miyanene. And right when that happened, ba'os hasha nefchu p'nei kolsonei David kushule kedera, all of David's enemies who used to make fun of him, they blackened. V'yedu kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael shemachalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu alo so'avon. And everybody realized that Hashem had rachmanis and Hashem forgave on that sin, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash was only opened, and they let the Aron in only b'schus David HaMelech when Shlomo invoked his father's name. And that's an emphasis. That's an emphasis in Divrei HaYamim, the connection back to David HaMelech. Oz Yakil Shlomo. So Shlomo HaMelech gathers all the Zikmei Yisrael. There's called Rashi Amatos, Nesi HaAvos, all the nobles. Lahalos es Aron Bris Hashem. To bring the Aron, Meir David, Hi Tzion. Sion is David is called Ir David here is called Sion. But he called all Melech Kol Yesh Yisrael Bechag. They all gather on Chag. Chag means Sukkis. Hu Achodesh Hashvi. On Sukkis they gather. We'll learn in Perek Zion that there was a 2 week celebration. 2 week celebration. It ended. It goes through Sukkis. But the celebration was even on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara talks about that they were nervous about they ate on Yom Kippur that year. They ate on Yom Kippur by the Chanukah Sabayis. But this is when it took place. It took place in Tishrei. The Medrash says, or the Pasuk, sorry, the pasuk in Malachim Aleph in Perek Vav says really the work was completed in Cheshvan. In Cheshvan it was completed, but Hashem didn't want the Chanukah to happen until Tishrei. The Yerech HaEisanim, the month of the Eisanim, the strong ones, that maybe refers to the Avos, maybe refers to the mitzvahs that we do, but it was Dafke in Sukkot when they had the Chanukah, Hu HaChodesh HaShvi. It was delayed. Vayavau kol Ziknei Yisrael. Vayisu, all the Ziknei Yisrael came, Vayisu Halaviyim Es HaAron. And the Levium carried, they carried the Aron. Vayalu asaron ves'ol moed, ves'kol klei ha'kodesh asher ba'ol, they carried everything. He'elu osam ha'kohanim ha'levium. So what's going on here? The Levium carried it, and then it says, ha'kohanim ha'levium carried it. Right? If you look in the Radak says here, in Malachim it just says, the Kohanim carried the Aron. So says the Radak, it was really the Kohanim. But we find, as Chazal say, in 24 places, the Kohanim are called Levium. Kohanim are from Shevet Levi. So Kohanim are called Levium in 24 places. This is one of them. It says Levium over here. It says Kohanim over there. Really, it really means the Kohanim. The Malbim says maybe the Levium carried it the first half from Ir David until right before the Kodesh Kadashim, and then the Kohanim put it into the Kodesh Kadashim. So maybe it was two stages. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parshas Korach that we know Levium, part of why Levium are called Levi, Levium is called Milaveh. Milaveh is to accompany. Hapam Yilaveh Ishi. That's what why Levi was called Levi. But the Levium accompany the Kohanim. Right? And that's why they're called Levium. That's what he writes in Parshas Korach. Nir Lafarish Inyim V'Yilavu Alecha. Lochar matzinu belevim she yeshnam beneim mishorim vishoarim. Avakanu chashev levim umishorim vishoarim v'chulu. And he continues, and he says that's the purpose of the levim. And he says, but sometimes even kohanim, you have a kohen balmum. A kohen balmum can't do the avoda, so he does other activities that accompany the kohanim. So sometimes the kohanim can also be levim milavim. That's what his point is in Parshas Korach. Hainu, he quotes our pasuk. The kamosha levim hayim esayim lekohanim kamochein hayu kohanim bali mumin osin malachos she'ein kuna ma'akeves bohen v'lochein hayu nikram hakohanim alavim milashim v'yelavu eilecha v'yishar sucha. And he says ve'efshar shezeo bir ma'amaram. That's what it says. Akin karishmo levi shekadosh baruch hu karishmo levi sheshevet ze yilave el avdei Hashem. They will be malave. Heinim ovdim yu habachorim. Heinim yu kohanim. Klomerim yifsulu habachorim. Me'ezatam yu elam esayim lekohanim. Right? And they will show. And later on, this shevet was chosen. So the kohanim can't be levium because kohanim also accompany. So that's who carried the aron in. Vayalu asaron, they bring the aron in. Vahamelech shlomo pazaklav v'chaladati yisrael anodim alav v'nei aron mizabchim. Sonu vakar al sher lo yisafru v'lo yimanim mirov. Karbanos that you couldn't even count. Just like reminds us of when David HaMelech brought the Aron up to Yerushalayim, also the same sukkim. Every couple of steps, they gave tremendous amounts of karbanos. Vayaviyu hakohanim es Aron bris Hashem. El makomo, they bring the Aron in. Such an emotional moment. El dvir habayis al kodesh hakadashim. They bring it into the kodesh kadashim. El tachas kanfei akruvim, under the kruvim, the standing kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech built. Vayu akruvim parsim chanafayim al makom ha'aron. The kruvim have their wings over the Aron, vayachasu akruvim al Aron v'aladav milamala. And they're covering the Aron. Vayarichu habadim. They extended the badim, the rods that carry the Aron was carried in. Vayerau rashei habadim in Aron al panei hadvir. So again, these psukim appear also in Malachim. The head, the tips of the badim could be seen. Could be seen on the outside pushing into the curtain, the paroches. V'lo yeiro achutza. But it wasn't seen. It was like bulges. It was bulges in the curtain. V'hisham arayom hazeh. It's there until this day. What do you mean until this day? Arayom hazeh. So pashup shad until the day that this sefer was written. Divrei hayamim. But it wasn't. It wasn't. Right? This was written later on. And right, pashtus may be only until Yoshio HaMelech. But also, it could mean, like I think we mentioned in the last parak, it's buried underneath. It's in the basement. So therefore, it's even there. It supplies the kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash ad hayom hazeh. It's not in the Kodesh Kodashim above ground ad hayom hazeh, but it is below ground. Chazal say, based on Psukim and Shir HaShirim also, that the bulges, the rods were sticking out, it gave the appearance of Dadei Isha, the breasts of a woman. Why is that the symbol? Because just like the breasts of a woman give nourishment to a baby, in perfect balance, there's every type of nutrient that the child could have. And you only see that, but let's say a child can't nurse, so you have to get formula. But sometimes formula has this side effect and that side effect. You have to give something else to balance out The milk in a, for a baby, it's perfect. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Torah and the Beis Hamikdash gives nourishment to the whole world. It nourishes the whole world in a perfect izun, in a perfect balance. We just have to make sure that we properly absorb and avail ourselves to that nourishment. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim here. What does it mean that the Badim could be seen? The Kodesh Kadashim was 20 amos, 20 by 20, as is described in the Mefarshim. So the Badim, which were just 10 amos, shouldn't have stuck out. Let's say the Badim, assuming that some of the Badim is on one side of the Aron and the other side of the Aron, it shouldn't have reached all the way front to stick out into the curtain. If it was centered, so lechora, it shouldn't have stuck out. So how is it sticking out? So the Radak right here says, maybe it wasn't centered. Who says the Aron was centered? Right? Maybe it was more towards east. It was more towards east, and therefore it was sticking out. Right? That's what the Radak asks. Tema, heich niro pnei advir, harbadim lo yerkon yoser miyaser amos. So he says, ve'efshar sha'asu, ve'shahayu niro mavadim yichus laparochas, vadvir hayarach bo esrim, heich niro advir. So one shot is that it wasn't centered. It was more east. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, does this make sense to have it more east? Because on the one hand, you might say, if it's anything, it should be more west. Because the Shechina B'mayrav, just like the Kodesh Kadoshim was in the west, so the Aron should be even more in the west, because it's more Kadosh. Or do you say that it should be more east, because when the Kohen Gadol comes in, he doesn't have to go in as much, right? He hits the Aron pretty soon. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, Os Yud Gimel, has both of those svaras. He says, Mitzara svara kiva demayrav ikra ashras ashchina, de kodesh kodashim haye bemayrav, imkin aron dohye ikra ashras ashchina, bevado yem karvon lasad mayrav. Visvara saritzba, toye bemizrach, the adua, dechnasan lois kodesh kodashim, imzrach tikun, if you have to fix something, ain't somchnalane, so you put it closer to the door. So, but that is all one. Maybe it wasn't centered. Tosfos in Menachas Sadiches says, it was centered, bederech nes, it stuck out. It was elongated. And it stuck out. That's top tosfis menachas tzadi ches amabes. Ela ayidei neis he'erichu habadim ad shahayu dochkin ubolten v'nirin kishnei dadi isha l'chibasan shal Yisrael. To show the love, like I said before, to show the love, the motherly love. There's no greater love than a mother for a child. So that's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Number three, the third shot, the Radak here says, maybe they actually lengthen the badim. Right? That maybe that's the pasuk that it says, Vaya'arichu habadim here. It says they were lengthened, so maybe they actually lengthen them. There's an isser in the Torah not to take out the Pasha's Truma, lo yasuru mimenu, you're not allowed to take out the badim, all the symbol of that. The different reasons in the Rishonim. Maybe you'll have to travel very quickly. You won't have to have the time to stick the badim in. Or maybe to show, the Meshech Chachma says, it's to show that it's not needed dafka for the traveling. Like the light of the menorah, he compares it to, was lit during the day to show that it's not for the light. See, here too, it's not for dafka for the carrying. So they keep the badim in always. Different pshatim. But what do you mean? If you're not allowed to remove the badim, so what do you mean you made them longer? See, either you just, lachor, you don't mean that it just stuck on to the end, but it must be that, according to that opinion of the Radak, you're not allowed to remove them if you can remove them permanently. But if you can remove them and put one in right away, so then it would be okay. So three different shatim, how exactly it was positioned that the bottom stuck out, even though based on the measurements that we have, it shouldn't have stuck out. Pasuk Yud, also discussed by Chazal, Ein ba'aron rak. Unusual, it said like a double negative. Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos. What was in the aron? The two luchos. So it's machlokas and ma'abas v'yudalad. There was something else in there too. What else? The shivrei luchos? Or the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote? Or was there a special shelf outside the aron where the Sefer Torah sat on? Machlokas tanoim. There in Baba Basra, what exactly, how do you understand this pasuk? The pasuk seems to be emphasizing nothing else but... So maybe that's meant to include something. Two negatives make a right. Ein miyut achar miyut el larabos. So there was something else there. The question in Baba Basra, what was there? But either way, that says there was nothing else except the luchos asher nasan Moshe b'chorev asher karas Hashem im bnei Yisrael b'tzei samim Mitzrayim. The covenant. It all goes back to Yitzias Mitzrayim. This was the end. This was the final stage, the final place where the Aron was going to be forever. As the Kohanim went out after this amazing event of bringing the Aron back into the Kodesh Kadashim, because all the Kohanim got ready for this, there was no separation, there was no groups. There was no mishmaros, as is described back in Dibur HaYom Aleph, right? Everybody was there today, and everybody went into the Kodesh Kodashim. V'halavim, v'hamishorim, l'kulam, l'asaf, l'heman, l'dusun. All three heads were there. There was singing. There was musical instruments. V'imetzal taim, v'nevalim, v'kinaros. V'yike echal, v'machatzrim, l'shorim. They were all singing. L'ashmiya kol echad, pasuk yud gimel. They were all singing in unison. L'halel u'lahodos l'Hashem. An amazing day. U'kaharim kol v'chatzosos v'imetzal taim. When they lifted up their voices. U'bechlei shir u'bahalel l'Hashem ki tov. Ki liolam chasdo. They were singing va'bayis mali anan beis Hashem, and the anan came down. If you look in the Netziv in the Hemek Davar, and in the Harchev Davar in Bamidbar in Parshas Baloscha on the pasuk of uveyom simchaschem uvemoadechem uverashechadchechem usakatem b'chatzotzros. On days of happiness and Yantif and Rosh Chodesh, blow the trumpets. The Netziv says, Lo nisba'er mahu yom simchas Yisrael. What is referred to for uveyom simchaschem? Doesn't say. So the Sifri says maybe it means the Shabbat, maybe it means Shabbos. Says the Netziv, that's not the Pshat. Ikar Pshatu Yom Hamitsuyan Besimcha Lo Nisba'er. What day is this? So the Ben Ezra says when we come back from a victorious Muhammad. V'anachnu lo reinu b'chalam ikra, says the Netziv, we don't find anywhere in Tanakh she'asu malchi Yisrael ha'tzadikim ha'shoftim came, that they have a chiv to blow chatzotzros after they won the war. Ela ikar apir, says the Netziv, it's this pasuk. It's our pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, it's Chanukas HaMizbeach. When uviyom simchaschem, there's no greater simcha except Chanukah, like it says at the end of Tainus, viyom chasunaso zumatan Torah, viyom simchas libo zebinyan beis hamikdash. Right, and that's what's referred to here in Divrei Hayamim Beis. Hey Yud Gimel, he quotes this pasuk, and he says also in the Harchev Davar, that's the Gemara in Harios, Shlomo asa shivas yemei Chanukah. Umar Ra'al Moshe Laso Shneimasar Yemei Chanukah for the Chanukah Kedei Lachlo Kavel Nasiya Mashmah Zayin Yomim Hu Yoser Mispar Haraui Lasos Chanukah. What's seven? Why seven? Because this was a simcha for that's parallel to the Chagim, and he talks about it. But that's what it's referred to. Uviyom Simchaschem in the pasuk. That's this pasuk in the pasuk in Baloscha as a reference to this celebration that we have at the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. This is the first of the three prakim that talk about this inauguration. We will stop here.